Wyndham Hotels and Resorts makes travel possible for all. Whether it's the long haulers looking for a great cup of coffee, a roomier rest for the on a whim road trippers, or a place to make summer memories with the whole family. No matter who you are, where you're going, or why, with 24 trusted brands to choose from like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, your Wyndham is waiting. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Ireland now is one of the top 10 investors in the United States economy, and our country stand proudly for liberty and against tyranny. We stand together and oppose Russia's brutal war of aggression in Ukraine. You can clap for that, please.
Please applaud. Please. Please clap. Did it say please applaud on his cue card? Because he had a big cue card with an Irish flag and... just in case you forgot what he was there for, he's the president of the United States. His brain is dead. He's brain dead. He's a perfectly typical Democrat, I think. Hey, Democrats, what happened? Can you explain to me what happened? Well, happy Monday and welcome. The cherry blossoms are in bloom in Washington, D.C., my best girl and I, we went down to the cherry blossoms on Saturday. Walked around the tidal basin, did all that stuff, had a nice time. It was a beautiful day. And honestly, it wasn't too crowded. It wasn't nearly as crowded as it has been in years past. I think people are afraid to come into Washington, D.C. by the millions because they're concerned they'll be shot or carjacked by Democrats who are they all criminals, Michael, or just so many of them that it really makes a huge difference? Either way, not so many people around the cherry blossoms. We went and saw Stumpy. Stumpy's a very old tree that's a cherry tree that's not in great shape. And turns out they're going to fix the retaining wall down there, and it's going to cost millions of lives and take thousands of years and trillions of dollars. And then it'll be worse than when they started, because that's how they do things. But we went down there, and then yesterday they said, oh, it peaked on Sunday. We went down on Saturday. We were ahead of the peak. But it was good. And they said, oh, no, it's 4 days early. The peak is 4 days because of climate change. Because of climate change is 4 days early. I'm like, how do you know, like, 4 days? That's within the margin of error, I think, kind of on a year. How many years does the peak come 4 days after? They don't talk about that, though. Because everything is a lie when the cherry trees peak. Oh, no. They're 4 days early because of climate change. And then today, I heard that today the temperature in Washington is going to be 4 degrees below normal, which is global freezing. Here comes an ice age. Now, what are we going to do? We're going to have to get pickaxes and hack away at the ice because of the coming ice age. It's 4 degrees cooler. It's 4 days early. Oh, the earth is on fire and we're all going to die soon. The Democrat Party has a lot of mental issues. One of the major areas of mental issues has to do with the weather. They're pretty crazy about the weather. They elect people who tell them that they'll make the weather better. It'll be 73 degrees every day. A little chilly, I think. 73 degrees every day. And the sun is going to stay out at night. It's going to be daylight 24 hours a day because the Democrats are going to stop the Earth from rotating on its axis, and they're going to stop the Earth from rotating around the sun, the great ball of fire in the sky. But never mind that. I had a lot to talk about today because it's a bloodbath out there. It's honestly going to the cherry blossoms on Saturday. I said it wasn't very crowded, but it was still a bloodbath. It was a bloodbath out there. Everywhere you go in Washington, D.C., a bloodbath. I heard, what did I hear? It's that we had an eight-day streak. Is that what it was, an eight-day streak without a murder in Washington, D.C.? And it was so noteworthy because there are a lot of Democrats here and they love murdering people. So that we had, I think that's what I heard, was an eight-day run without a single homicide. And then that was shattered night before last. Was it night before last? I think, and well, it was 3 o'clock in the morning. So night, day, morning, whatever it was. But Democrats gathered at 7th Street Northwest in downtown Washington. And the reports were maybe 40 shots fired. Probably had an extended magazine, which the Democrats have prohibited. And... but shot 7 people. The Democrats shot 7 people, killing 2. And as you might imagine, wounding 5. because that's the other part of that equation. But that's okay in the District of Columbia because at least they've defunded the police and demonized the police. You know how they are. They're anti-police, they're pro-crime, they're pro-criminal. They hire prosecutors that don't prosecute people unless they're police, you know, because the Democrats, very violent party, very, very violent party. So we've got that, just a little update on what's going on in Washington, D.C., because everything is, everything's coming up roses, at least at all the graves that the Democrats are providing for. That's what they're singing about. Hillary Clinton, Lin-Manuel Miranda, team up on Broadway fundraiser for Biden. You know, he made that, what's that silly racist play where they dance around and black Hamilton. People pretend to be the founding fathers of the United States of America, slave owners. And, you know, there were black slave owners in the United States of America. They were Democrats. They were Democrats, but never mind that. Yeah, so they got a fundraiser for Biden because it's all a Broadway show. What do you say we put on a show? We can use my dad's barn. And Hillary Clinton, who is just a desperately sad person, but she's still thinking there's an outside chance that she could become president of the United States one of these days. The Secret Service won't let Hillary Clinton near Joe Biden because she's such an obvious threat, and certainly not when they're near a staircase or a ledge of any kind, because Hillary, I mean, shall we start ticking off the people around Hillary that had terrible accidents? Never mind that, but Joe Biden doesn't want to be one of them. He thinks that he's still good to go for another 4 years as president. Everybody else knows that's not true, but never mind that. Yeah, a fundraiser on Broadway. Amazing stuff. Joe Biden has promoted some of his top staffers that were involved in the mishandling of highly classified documents, because when you're a Democrat, being a Democrat means never having to say you're sorry. You can regret things. You can regret, you know, mispronouncing, you know, Lincoln Riley's name and call her Lincoln Riley twice. And then when you say you regret saying that to Jonathan Capehart of the Washington Post on MSDNC because it's all a left-wing circle fest in a hot tub, it's the same hot tub that Roman Polanski took that underage girl to at Jack Nicholson's house. That was Jack Nicholson's house, but never mind that. But you mishandled classified documents in the Biden White House, and you get promoted for it because Democrats and the law have a very tenuous relationship no matter where you go. Amazing stuff. Also, the Washington Post has a typist there who wrote a piece over the weekend, online anyway, that Kamala Harris should step aside for the good of the country. And, of course, the woman that wrote it is a racist, because what other possible explanation? She's a woman. If she were a man, she'd be a misogynist also. But since it's a woman that wrote it, she's only a racist. And she should probably be canceled or something like that. Pretty amazing stuff. Vice President Harris should step aside for the good of the country. The Washington Post. Yes, sir. Also, NBC fake news. They know they sleep with the administration all over the place. Behind the scenes, NBC News. Biden has grown angry and anxious about re-election effort. I guess they didn't detect that in watching the State of the Union speech. That angry Joe's out there like Abe Simpson pounding the table with a hammer and yelling at the top of his lungs. We were talking about this on my Newsmax program on Friday evening and say, you know, the last time I saw an old man yelling like that for an hour and a half, he was in a bus stop on my block with a shopping cart, because Joe Biden is as crazy as a mentally ill homeless man that they've just thrown out on the streets to die, which is the Democrat solution for mental illness in the United States. Either that or to run people for public office, because they do a lot of that too. Wah, wah, wah. And gosh, all kinds of stuff, economic news. And we've got now Iran gets billions more dollars. Iran, which is the leading state sponsor of terror on the planet Earth, funding Hamas, which continues to fire rockets and missiles at Israel in the effort to kill Jews, women, children. They hope to kill women and children. And amazing stuff. But the Hamas people, you see, they're going to get more money from Iran because Joe Biden and the Democrats are going to make sure that they extend this relief on sanctions so they can continue to sell lots of oil, get billions and billions. Joe Biden has seen to it that Iran gets tens of billions more than they would have had otherwise in order to fund the Houthis in Yemen, firing at ships, sinking ships, attacking U.S. military, two Navy SEALs killed in that conflict. You know, we've got Joe Biden, Mr. Peace. We got war everywhere. And you know, it's Donald Trump that is the problem. Married Donald Trump because bloodbath. He said bloodbath on Saturday night at a rally. He's talking about the auto industry experiencing a bloodbath if we go ahead with what Joe Biden is planning on doing, and that is allowing communist China to use child slave labor, working their little fingers to nubs to make electric cars filled with toxins in their batteries that are a hazmat scene if they crash, and make them in Mexico and then send them here and sell them. And that would kill our auto industry because that's one of China's goals, right? They're the number one polluter in the world, by the way, and they get all the help in the world from the Biden family since they gave millions of dollars to the Biden family, and that's okay with CNN and the New York Times because they're filthy. So we got that going. And President Trump used the word bloodbath, and the Democrats are having a sex change over it. It's completely berserk what they're doing. They soiled themselves again. The media is lying and lying and lying, and we'll play that for you. And we'll what President Trump said and what the media is lying. And Joe Scarborough is such a pants-on-fire, lying, bottomless Pinocchio boy that he had to pull his own tweet. But he lied about it again this morning because he's a pathological liar. And that's why NBC News pays him millions of dollars a year, because that's what they do there. They lie all the time. And shocked NBC News to learn that Joe Biden is angry. He's grown angry and anxious because the State of the Union was not a tip. And all the stories that we've read about Joe Biden cursing out everybody behind the curtains using all the most vulgar words in the world, you know, the seven, George Carlin's seven deadly words, and Joe Biden used them all the time. But the media protects him because they're corrupt people. They're personally, ethically, morally, and journalistically corrupt people. And that's why they're award-winning journalists, because the industry is lost and gone. I hope not forever, but probably. Probably forever. Also, they finally got around to evacuating. How many people, I think, varying reports, more than 30 from Haiti. More than 30 people on an airplane evacuated. You can't get into Port-au-Prince because Barbecue and the Cannibals own the airport at Port-au-Prince. So you have to go to Haiti's second city. Can you imagine living in Haiti's second city? And you know that New York City, according to the Democrat mayor of New York City is the Port-au-Prince of America, which is not really a claim to fame that you want to have. But Joe Biden's State Department laid on a flight, and somewhere between 30 and 47 people, Americans with American passports, were evacuated, but not from Port-au-Prince because we can't get in there because Joe Biden is a coward and a maroon. But never mind that. I was like, oh, wow, here we are with Cannibal and the Barbecue and the Cannibals have taken over. Finally, we got a couple of dozen people out of Haiti. That reminded me that Joe Biden secretly flew more than 320,000 illegal aliens into the United States from beephole countries, mostly to our south. But he can't get Americans out of, finally, like 30, maybe 47 Americans evacuated from Haiti, and where things are going very well if you're a cannibal. But never mind that. So you're going to have to escape and drive, what is it, 5.5 hours to Cap Haitien to get to an American flight. 5.5 hours through gang-controlled territory from Port-au-Prince to Cap Haitien. And, you know, more Marines went in there, and we evacuated part of our embassy staff and all that. Oh, and also, did you see the story? Probably not. About the Lebanese illegal alien, that is to say an illegal alien from Lebanon who was caught crossing our border and said he came here, he wants to go to New York to make a bomb because he's a bomb maker from Lebanon, and he came here illegally. Remember when the FBI director, Christopher Wray, told us recently that they have ISIS affiliates in Mexico moving people into the United States? Why would that be a problem? Now we got a bomb maker. Amazing stuff. We've got, and, you know, it's a tick, tick, tick goes the big, big clock. Just amazing stuff. The war in Gaza. Benjamin Netanyahu responded to the Lizard King, Chuck Schumer, in his attacks on Israeli sovereignty, meddling in more elections. You know, Schumer, the guy that stood in front of the Supreme Court and screamed that you will reap the whirlwind, Kavanaugh and Gorsuch. And then the armed assassin with the burglary tools and the kidnapping tools showed up outside of Kavanaugh's house. But that's not a problem when you're a Democrat. That's okay. They'll vote for you even more. Also, update out of Georgia and New York, President Trump's cases. Kind of fun. Jonathan Turley on Friday, when we got the ruling from the judge in Georgia, you know, with Fannie Willis and her boyfriend, one of you has to go, and Fannie Willis gets to decide which one. So her boyfriend went, but she stays because that's justice in some twisted judge's mind, right? But Jonathan Turley wrote a piece about it, and he seized on the same thing that I did, Tennessee Williams and Cat on a Hot Tin Roof, on Friday. I was ahead of the curve on that one, I got to say. Crazy, crazy world since Joe Biden took over. And they're not on the side of civilization. They're the left. They're on the side of Hamas. They're helping Russia and Iran and barbecue the cannibal. Lebanese bomb makers flowing across our border. What me worry? We're at 888-630-9625. Hey, it's Chris Plant. Excited to tell you about our July 2024 Listener Sea Cruise. We'll be sailing around the British Isles, visiting Scotland and Ireland. Please join us. Visit chrisplantcruise.com.
Afford Anything talks about how to avoid common pitfalls, how to refine your mental models, and how to think about how to think.
Paula, while certainly you can mess up on $1 million a year, it is far less likely than it is on $30,000 a year.
Right.
I would meet wonderful people that were struggling with a budget that was super tight. It was 100%. You need to make more money.
Make smarter choices and build a better life.
Afford Anything, wherever you listen.
All right, let's go to the telephones. I got AOC has turned her district in New York into a third world hellhole run by gangs and prostitutes, which is perfect for her. I'll share that with you. Let's go to the phones. Oh, well, look at the time. Look what I've done. Well, Greg, I think, has a pretty quick point. Calling from Olympia, Washington, Gregory, you're on the Chris Plant Show.
Good morning. My quick point is that Trump supporters are smarter and have a better attitude and opinion than Trump haters because we read the whole book. We know Trump's bad side and we know his good side. If you ask anybody who hates Trump, they can't think of one of his accomplishments. You ask them about JFK, they know about PT-109, they know about Bay of Pigs, but they don't know anything about Trump. We're smarter than they are, and they're trying to tell us that they know everything and Trump is bad. Blah, 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 blah. We know his good side. They don't know anything.
Well, they have fallen prey to the propaganda apparatus of the Democrat Party, which, you know, following the they use the Russian playbook, as has been explained to us by an Obama Biden administration official. And it's the old Goebbels thing, as Al Sharpton would say. You know, a lie told 1,000 times becomes the truth.
Did I hear you correctly say that perhaps he was influenced by Gergel?
Could have been Gergel, might have been influenced by Gergel. NBC historian. The Reverend Al Sharpton, racist anti-Semite of Tawana Brawley fame. NBC pays him $7 figures to be a journalist because, you know, they're kind of funny that way, those people. Yeah, I do love the AOC district neighborhood labeled as Third World as illegal aliens clog the streets and prostitutes overrun every block because Democrats, all your daughters grow up to be street hookers. It's a goal in a Democrat Party family, a Democrat household. Pretty amazing stuff. Yes, it is. Speaking of which, I did mention this, that Washington, D.C., we were on a pretty good streak there for a minute. You know, last year, 2023, we had the greatest number of homicides, that is to say murders, in Washington, D.C. We're only 61 square miles, plus a little water coverage, but 61 square miles of dirt. And what do we have, Michael? 959 carjackings last year, an all-time record for us and for most other cities. And we had a greater number of homicides last year than we had had in more than a quarter of a century. More than a quarter of a century. And now the Democrats are saying, hey, look, this year, kind of a slow start to the homicides. It's lower for the first, 2 months of 2024 than the first 2 months of last year. I'm like, well, yeah, but last year was more homicides than we've had in more than a quarter of a century. So aim a little higher, why don't you? But the news media are very excited to announce that we had 8 days without a homicide. Isn't that amazing? In Chicago last week, they had 1 day with 9 homicides. Again, the Valentine's Day massacre, the St. Valentine's Day massacre, I think it was 1927. That was 7 people. Now, the other day in Chicago, 9 people were murdered in one 24-hour period. News media doesn't even notice it because the Democrats have made that normal, just like looting and arson and street mob violence. But never mind that. The other night, 2 killed, 5 others shot, Washington, D.C., shattering our 8-day winning streak of no homicides. 2 people were killed, 5 others injured in a shooting Sunday morning. It was late Saturday night, 3 a.m. Sunday morning. But, they didn't just get out of bed. They had been up all night, you know what I mean? And so 2 people killed, 5 others injured, a shooting early Sunday morning at 7th and P. 7th and the cross street is like Peter Street, P Street, because we do that here. We have streets with letters, And officers responding to reports about 3 a.m. Sunday found 2 men with gunshot wounds who died at the scene, according to a police news release. The 2 slain men were identified as Anthony Brown, 32, of Southeast D.C., J. Lux, L-U-C-K-S, 32, of Baltimore. Authorities found 4 more adults who were shot, transported them to hospitals. A 5th injured adult walked into a hospital with a gunshot wound. Here in D.C., you get shot, they just tell you to walk it off. Walk it off. Walk yourself to the hospital, why don't you? Mm-mm-mm. The scene of the shooting near the Kennedy Recreation Center. Police said in a social media post that they were searching for a male assailant, average build, wearing light pants and a blue shirt. Keep your eyes peeled for that guy, because the assailant has an average build, which most people do, which is why it's called an average build, wearing light pants and a blue shirt. Now, is that like an Eskimo person? Is that a Swedish-looking person with red hair? Last seen on foot heading south on 7th Street, did not release any additional information on the suspect or a motive. See, if it were a white male, then it would say that. If it's a black male, then the Washington Post, this is the Washington Post I'm reading, they don't say that because that would be racist and you might find the person. And they don't want that. God knows they don't want that, do they? No, they don't. Womp, womp, womp. You're a Democrat Party. Yes, sir. Oh, yeah, and I pulled the story from the Chicago Sun-Times from the other day for a little context. 9 dead in 24 hours across Chicago, the Chicago Sun-Times. That's from last week. And in Chicago, people hardly even notice that. And because I was searching for this, I also found, because that was, last week. But then you keep looking in Chicago. June 5th, 2023, Chicago shootings this weekend, 46 shot, 9 fatally, right? That's 2023, June 5th. Then May 29th, 2022, one killed, nine wounded in Chicago mass shooting less than 24 hours. And, of course, from October of 2022, the Chicago Sun-Times, 12 killed, 45 wounded in weekend Chicago shootings. This is all what the Democrats have made normal. They've made all this normal. Pretty amazing. I'm telling you. Yes, sir. You're a Democrat Party. And this one amuses me to no end, Time Magazine. Cherry blossoms are coming earlier because of climate change. We're talking 4 days. Now, you think every year going to have a peak bloom on exactly the same date? Is that where she... And if there isn't, then... And if it doesn't, the peak bloom same date every year, then it's got to be climate change. It's the only possible explanation. You know what? The Democrats are going to need more of your money to fix that. Higher taxes, higher gas prices. Grandma's going to freeze to death because natural gas becomes too expensive. And you got to get rid of your gas stove because these people, I am telling you. Also, because the Democrats never stop with the hilarity. Lyft and Uber. I meant to look up an update on this too. Lyft, you know, Uber and Lyft operating in Minneapolis, Minnesota. Who could imagine? Lyft and Uber to cease operations in Minnesota after new minimum wage law. The Democrats there, they have nothing but Democrats, and they're really brain damaged, almost all of them. It's quite remarkable. So they've got a new minimum wage law, and the new minimum wage is $15.57 an hour. But it applies specifically to Lyft and Uber because of the Democrats there. And that's not how Lyft and Uber work. Now, who would pay them $15.57 an hour to drive in their own car and work a ride-sharing business? You know, you're a kind of a freelance operative, and you have a relationship with Lyft or Uber, and then you go out and you do your own thing, and you work as much as you want to work, and you know the number of hours a day, number of days a week that you want to work, the hours that you want to work. But the Democrats there have said, oh, no, we have a minimum wage requirement, and you must pay Lyft and Uber drivers $15.57 an hour. How do you know whether they're at work or not? Shut up and pay them $15.57 an hour. And Lyft and Uber said, all right, Minneapolis no longer has Lyft and no longer has Uber. And because Lyft and Uber came in and destroyed the cab business, which they've done in Washington, D.C., too, taxi cab business, there are no more taxi cabs when you walk out on the street. And now the Democrats have said, this is a great idea. Let's make somebody pay Uber drivers $15.57 an hour. And then Lyft said in a statement that the bill was deeply flawed, and that the ordinance makes its operations unsustainable. They like that word, sustainable. I don't think they know what it means, but they lefties, they use that word sustainable a lot. Has to do with the weather, I think. We support a minimum wage, a minimum earning standard for drivers, but it should be done in an honest way that keeps the service affordable for riders. Well, they don't want that. This is just posturing and preening and all that stuff. But the Democrats, they're Econ 101 is not something they comprehend very well. Amazing stuff. Yeah. We got a big Supreme Court story coming having to do with the First Amendment to the Bill of Rights, the Constitution. I'm in favor of the First Amendment. The Democrats are not. They're not. You can't pray on a football field. They'll take it to the Supreme Court to stop you. That's First Amendment. You can sack and plunder and burn the church of the presidents and overturn police cars, and that's mostly peaceful. That's okay. All right, but let's get to President Trump, because this was big, big stuff. President Trump, he used a word, and the Democrat Party panicked, a sexual panic, a gender dysphoric panic. They had all kinds of crazy panics because he said the word bloodbath. Now, what he's talking about, and he's speaking on Saturday, and he used the word bloodbath, and then Joe Scarborough posted a photograph at MSDNC of January 6th. Donald Trump's America, he writes. One little dust-up for 2 hours. You guys burned our cities from coast to coast, murdered dozens of people, injured thousands of police, stole untold hundreds of millions, burned and destroyed more than $2 billion in property in hundreds and hundreds of riots. Everything I just said is easily verified, entirely true. And Joe Scarborough, Donald Trump's America, and he's proud of it, promised another bloodbath if he loses again. That's what Joe Scarborough, and that's what the media is doing with this. Now, President Trump in Ohio, talking about the Chinese making electric cars in Mexico, Joe Biden waving them into the United States so that the American auto industry will be murdered because of Democrat Party mandates to all switch to electric cars, which are toxic death traps. But never mind that. And too expensive for most people, and you don't have charging stations everywhere, and they're spending trillions of dollars, but whatever. President Trump in Ohio on Saturday, where he used the word bloodbath, and the Democrat Party all simultaneously soiled their undergarments.
Let me tell you something to China. If you're listening, President Xi, and you and I are friends, but he understands the way I deal, those big monster car manufacturing plants that you're building in Mexico right now, and you think you're going to get that, you're going to not hire Americans, and you're going to sell the cars to us. Now, we're going to put a 100% tariff on every single car that comes across the line, and you're not going to be able to sell those cars. If I get elected, now, if I don't get elected, it's going to be a bloodbath for the whole, that's going to be the least of it. It's going to be a bloodbath for the country.
Frederick Canal is, as often, imprecise. He's obviously talking about Chinese using slave labor, which Democrats love. They love slaves in the old days of the party of Jefferson Davis and slavery, the bullwhip and the tree. And now they're the party of slave labor in China, little Uyghur children, their fingers worn down to nubs, all that stuff. So there it is. And the media instantly went completely crazy. Oh, my God, he's promising a bloodbath. And Politico reaction to Trump's speech. When is a bloodbath not a bloodbath? Defenders of the former president say he was speaking about the plight of the auto industry. That's because that's obviously what he was talking about. And they listened to it. And their brains are not completely dysfunctional. Mika Brzezinski this morning on MSDNC. She's the third wife of Joe Scarborough, whose assistant died mysteriously in his office in Florida. Mika Brzezinski, that this is journalism at its most.
Before everyone gets triggered and is shocked, because this is a shock opera that we have to unfortunately endure because we're constantly shocked by what he says. But don't let that shock, don't let that trauma let you forget what you're hearing.
Well,
believe him.
Yeah, and it's the old, I love that. They're such nitwits. They really are. When someone tells you who they are, believe them the first time. I'd like to apply that to the media. Maya Angelou, that's like supposed to be, Democrats think that line is genius somehow. We have smarter, more clever lines than that every other day on this radio show. When someone shows you who they are, believe them the first time. That's deep, man. That's deep. Morning joke this morning back at the old Grindstone today.
If I don't get elected, it's going to be a bloodbath. Okay, maybe you can connect that
not what
to
he
the
said.
Auto industry. Maybe you can. Okay.
That's what he's
but
talking
again,
about.
I've never really heard people discuss macroeconomics in terms of bloodbaths.
Never heard anybody talk about macroeconomics bloodbath, except we talk about things in terms of bloodbath all the time. And the media talks about bloodbaths all the time in, every area of politics, all the stinking, filthy, rotten, dishonest, corrupt time.
Politico.com reports tonight on the, quote, bloodbath at the RNC.
Maddow.
Headlines calling it a, quote, bloodbath.
A bloodbath. Not only is it going to be a bloodbath, but after they leave New Hampshire, it's a bloodbath on her home turf. That's really tough.
Trump has left a lot of corpses in his wake. I mean, we can count the bodies
as part of the, quote,
Hillary Clinton's bodies
over Maricopa County. And the headline refers to it as an impending bloodbath.
It's a bloodbath.
Charles Blow has
County.
A new piece for the New York Times
Charles
entitled
Blow.
A Biden Bloodbath.
2018 midterms, you can bet that they 100% are fearing a slaughter. In fact, the word bloodbath and massacre come up frequently.
They do. The words bloodbath and massacre come up frequently in the news media. But the liars with their pants on fire, their soiled pants on fire. Oh, no, he used the word bloodbath. Oh, you can say he's talking about the auto industry because he's talking about the auto industry and how you guys are murdering our economy and you're murdering all these people on the streets and you're carjacking all these people and you're looting all these stores. And oh, there's another fun story today that I look forward to sharing with you. The idiot Democrats are now noticing that most of the places where they're looting stores out of business are in neighborhoods where they complain that they live in food deserts and drugstore deserts, and then they loot the grocery stores and the drugstores till they leave. And then they're angry at the companies for leaving because, you know, Democrat brains. Got that story coming up too.
It looks like he's pulled a Saturday Night Live massacre on a Tuesday night. By the way, Nixon was smart to do it on a weekend.
Now, Joe Scarborough is a mentally disturbed person. He's almost as angry as Joe Biden. And NBC News has the angry Joe Biden story today. Very angry, old, crusty, the clown kind of guy. But Joe Scarborough this morning, 6:15 a.m. Eastern Time, going crazy. President Trump is obviously talking about the auto industry and Chinese slave labor, cars making in Mexico, and then Joe Biden waving them all in and murdering our own automobile industry. Obviously what he's talking about, because those are all the words that he used. And Joe Scarborough this morning having a mental breakdown of some kind.
Obviously, he's talking about a bloodbath for America. It's laid out in the terms of it. And these idiots on Twitter, these idiots on cable news, these idiots on Sunday shows going, well, our presidents, you know, he was talking only about the auto industry and this is one more. It's just bull. Let me say that at 6:15 a.m. It's just bull. He knew what he was doing. We're not stupid.
You're
Americans
not.
Aren't stupid.
You
he
are.
Was talking about a bloodbath. Sometimes a bloodbath means a bloodbath. And when he finishes by saying, and that's just going to be the least of it, seriously, these people may be stupid. We're not.
That's I always save the joke for the end. You should really open with the joke. That's pretty demented stuff there. Now, I don't know. Can you tick off all the cities that you guys burned because St. George Floyd died of heart failure with fentanyl and methamphetamine coursing through his veins while he was resisting arrest yet again for his latest felony? Could you even begin to list all of the cities that you guys burned? Just curious. Well, that's bull, man. We had to bleep him because he was cursing up a storm there. Stop burning everything, commies.
The Bigger Pockets portfolio of podcasts are worthy of your investment.
We're having a real conversation as real estate investors.
New episodes available every day.
It's important to buy where it makes money and not necessarily where you want to travel to.
Bigger Pockets, On the Market, Rookie Real Estate, or Money Podcast.
The purpose of flipping is to create more cash so then you can reinvest into other types of properties.
The Bigger Pockets podcast on YouTube or wherever you listen.